I'm sure that I speak for all of the offices involved this evening, the Office of the Provost, the Undergraduate Dean's Office, Campus Ministries, and the various academic departments, that it's a privilege and an honor to host the December graduation service. We welcome you. We're grateful that you're here. Please pray with me as we open this service. God, we ask that all that we say and all that we sing and all that we do in this service will be blessed by you. We're grateful for each person who is part of the service, each one gathered, especially the graduates. And God, may this service honor you even as we seek to honor the graduates this evening. We pray these things in the name of Christ. Amen. I invite the graduates to stand, please, and have the litany with you. It's a litany of faith and encouragement, as you see. Graduates, your time on campus has been rich and full, but now it is time to leave this place. Where will you go, and what will you take with you?
We go out into the world to serve and lead, informed by our training, our faith, and experience.
Change is upon you. You are moving out onto new roads. How will you find your way?
Even though our life changes, we take with us the strength of friendships, love for learning. Our eyes and hearts are open to God's leading, and we trust in God's faithfulness.
Challenges face you. There is so much hurt and brokenness in the world. How will your lives bring a message of hope?
We will be people of joy, hospitality, prayer, and compassion. We will bind up the brokenhearted, clothe the naked, provide food for the hungry, and give rest for the weary.
You are God's work of art, created to live the good life, as from the beginning God meant you to live it. The Spirit of the Lord is upon you, for you are anointed to bring good news to the poor, proclaim freedom to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind, release for the brokenhearted, and to announce the year of the Lord's favor.
As we move on from this serving community, we leave change from when we arrived. We carry with us the joy of our achievements and the sadness of saying goodbye to that which we have loved and is familiar. What goals must we set for ourselves now?
Graduates, lead a life worthy of the calling to which you have been called. With all humility and gentleness, and with patience, bearing with one another in love, making every effort to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
It's my honor this evening to introduce our speaker for the evening. Fred Niss is an alumnus of EMU. And he has a lot of amazing academic credentials, which you can read on the website if you would like. What I would like to say tonight is that I actually had a chance to know a bit about Fred before he became that amazing academic, when he was working with Eastern Mennonite Mission with his wife Rosalyn in Kenya, and I got to read his reports. And that's how I learned very early what an interesting thinking person he is. Tonight, in addition to his official title as provost, he's also the proud parent of EMU graduate Steve Niss, together with Rosalyn, who's also here. So as he speaks to us, I know he's going to bring us a rich cross-section of insight from a wide variety of experiences. Fred, welcome.
Thank you. And to the graduates, let me add my congratulations and hip hip hoorays to the many you've no doubt already received. This is a wonderful achievement for you, and I hope a transition to many new, exciting opportunities. You're a special group of people. We're proud of you and expect great things of you. And I'm not just saying that because my son is one of you. It's typical on occasions like this to focus on the transition you're making, to emphasize your significant break with the past and your entrance into a new and different reality. You've probably already heard more than a few comments about getting ready to join the real world. This notion of your past 4 or 5 years as a separate stage of life, an island of non-reality, follows from our tendency to think of our life course as consisting of distinct and separate stages, each with unique expectations for behavior and our place in the world. We progress from infancy through childhood, adolescence, high school, college, adulthood, career, and retirement. We think of these stages as quite distinct, and the movement from one to the next as involving a radical break with the past, a leap into a new reality. Our myths about the unique character of the college years are reinforced by Hollywood portrayals of life on campus. College, in the popular view, is a time out between adolescence and adulthood, an opportunity to think great thoughts, explore big questions, and party down before entering the real world of adulthood, beginning a mind-numbing career and getting tied down by a mortgage or perhaps a marriage. That's the Hollywood version, but we reinforce the myth in our own language. We refer to these ceremonies as commencements, meaning beginning, as though everything that went before was simply a preamble to the real life we're now entering. Like all myths and stereotypes, this view of life as consisting of clearly distinguished stages has a kernel of truth, and it does conform to some of the ways we experience our life's progression. I have no doubt that in the future you will look back on your years at EMU with fondness, I hope, but certainly as a clearly defined and distinct period of your life. The hymn we just sang, however, suggests another way of thinking about the course of our lives. If we think of our life as a river flowing on in endless song, then our college years are not a sharp break with the past. I would wager that each one of you chose to attend EMU because it seemed like a good fit. It maintained continuity with the values, interests, and experiences that each of you brought to EMU from your past. The college years, then, may be not so much a distinct and unique stage as perhaps a giant bend in the river of your life's course. As you negotiate your way around the bend, your perspective keeps shifting, and as you complete the turn, a broad new vista opens before you. And you move into that new landscape in continuity with all that went before. I want to spend the next few minutes considering with you what we might learn if we shift our guiding metaphor from viewing life as a series of distinct stages to thinking of it as a continuous flowing river. I'll suggest 3 ideas, and you may think of even more. First, a river is characterized by constant change. That may at first sound like an oxymoron. How can a constant be continually changing? But a river is in continuous motion, never the same thing from one moment to the next. At the same time, however, its movement is in continuity with its own past and future. The large course of a river may change with time, but its origins and destination remain more or less the same. Your college years resemble a river in that regard. You are not graduating from the same university that you entered. Many of you likely came to EMU in the fall of 2007 or thereabouts. Much has changed since then, and let me remind you of a few highlights. If you came to EMU as a freshman on or about 2007, the odds are fairly high that you were housed in a substandard dorm. Much as I hate to say this about my beloved Oakwood, it was probably substandard even when I lived in it in the 1970s. Since your freshman year, EMU now has three new or completely renovated residence halls that provide much more comfortable housing and are built to rigorous green standards, reducing our negative impact on the environment. There's a new path-breaking solar power plant that, until a few weeks ago, was the largest in the state of Virginia. There are two new theater spaces, a new art gallery, and a vastly improved coffee house, providing multiple venues for students' creative expressions. We have several new academic programs underway. We have an expanding national and international reputation, thanks to our strong academics, our athletic success, and the excellent work of our alumni. As we speak, our president, Lauren Schwarzentruber, is in Oslo, Norway, where Lima Bowie, a 2007 alum, is receiving the Nobel Peace Prize. Isabel Castillo, an even more recent alum, last year received an honorary doctorate from the University of San Francisco, and last month was profiled in Atlantic Magazine as one of this year's brave new thinkers for her work on behalf of undocumented immigrants in the U.S. And Glenn Lapp, another recent alum, was posthumously given our Distinguished Service Award at Homecoming this year for his work serving and leading in medical care in Afghanistan, work that resulted in his tragic and untimely death, a victim of political violence in that war-torn region. So you're not leaving the same EMU you entered. But all these changes at EMU flow out of our core mission and values, our dedication to academic excellence, creative expression, caring for creation, and walking boldly in the way of nonviolence and peace. Everything changes, but it changes in continuity with the past and our vision for the future. Neither are you the same person you were when you began at EMU. You have experienced life-changing cross-cultural education. You've developed new skills, gained new knowledge, and acquired new credentials. You've worked at integrating the life of the mind, the desires of the heart, and the calling of your religious faith. All of these resulted in the development and enhancement of your character. But those character traits you brought with you. You're a different person now than you were in 2007 because of your time at EMU, but the difference is in continuity with the unique values, gifts, and skills given to you by God, by your family, and by your previous experiences. And of course, as you go from here, you will continue to change. We hope that the habits of mind and character you developed here will help you to embrace the process of change and to think critically and perceptively about the many new opportunities and choices you will encounter. A second thing we can learn from considering life as a river. Rivers have many points of origin. They're formed by the merger of many tributaries, bringing their own unique composition together in a common stream. Rivers represent unity in diversity. Storms and floods may roil the waters, banks may overflow, the courses of rivers may shift as a consequence, but somehow the river maintains its coherence and identity. Here I'm thinking more about the river as a metaphor for our life together as a human society and ourselves being carried along within it. The question we face is how to maintain unity in diversity. A university, as the very word implies, embodies unity in diversity. A university liberal arts education should prepare you to view problems and differences from multiple perspectives. You have much to offer our nation and our world at a time when the dominant mode is to view questions and conflicts from narrow, polarized ideologies. During your time at EMU, American society and the global context have grown ever more diverse. There are many ways that this has enriched our private and public lives. During the past 4 years, for example, you witnessed the election of the first African-American president, a significant turning point in American history. But I worry that the negative responses to diversity have outweighed the positive, as our politics become increasingly polarized and deadlocked, and our public discourse becomes ever more shrill. Diversity often feels more like a violent storm than a natural, constructive part of the flow of social life. It becomes hard to see a healthy way forward in these difficult economic and political times. The words of the hymn we just sang may offer some good advice for our time. No storm can shake my inmost calm while to that rock I'm clinging. Since love is Lord of heaven and earth, how can I keep from singing? These lines offer hope that storms are passing phenomena and that the grand narrative is one of movement forward together. Our world needs graduates like you, trained in the liberal arts, rooted in the values of nonviolence, peace, and divine love. People who can see and analyze problems from multiple perspectives, debate civilly about solutions, and work together to achieve them. Finally, a river is a powerful force for progress. Nothing can stop it, not even the largest, strongest dam. A river will get where it's going, one way or another. At times, it can be a source of tremendous destruction, but when channeled properly, a river can be a powerful engine of economic growth, a home for human recreation, a thing of great beauty. I like to think of our alumni as just that sort of river, a powerful source of positive change in the world, a community bringing grace and beauty into a world that needs much more of both. EMU is a small university with a powerful global impact. The alumni I highlighted earlier, Lima Bowie, Glenn Lapp, and Isabel Castillo, have made a powerful, positive impact on the lives of people in Liberia, Afghanistan, and immigrant communities here in the U.S. There are many, many more doing similar great things, but going unsung, both here in the U.S. and around the world. EMU alumni are currently living in 100 nations, in addition to the U.S., on every continent except Antarctica. And if someone ever builds a refugee camp in Antarctica, we'll probably soon have alumni serving and leading there as well. Nothing makes me prouder as an EMU administrator than to hear about the impact our alumni are making in so many difficult places here and abroad. So as you go from here, don't think of yourselves as making a break with the past and jumping into something altogether new and perhaps frightening. Go in the confidence that your lives are flowing on in a river that began long ago and continues into the future. And know that you are accompanied by many others who have their own unique histories and gifts, but also share many of your values and dreams. We can't promise that, like Lima Bowie, you will win a Nobel Prize for your efforts, although if one or two of you do, we'll be happy to claim you as one of our own. But we hope that your life and work will be just as fulfilling and will remain in continuity with the values in which your education at EMU was rooted. Neither can we promise that, unlike Glenn Lapp, you will live to a ripe old age, serving and leading in a global context. One or two of you may have lives that are unfairly cut short. But we hope that your life can be just as rich and have as great an impact on the world as his did, no matter the length. What is most likely for most of you is that your lives will flow on, reflecting the values and ideals you have developed during your time at EMU. Few of you will become famous for that. But a life of quiet competence and dedication in following your calling is a great gift, wherever you may find yourself after leaving here. Our hope is that in all your living and working, you will embody our faith that ultimately love is Lord of heaven and earth, that you will be the hands and feet and face of God's love to everyone around you. What we can promise you is that no matter how famous, successful, or not you become, we will continue to love you and take pride in your accomplishments. And we hope that you will reciprocate the same love and pride in your alma mater. So go with our blessing. May your lives flow on in peace and love. In the words of our university's mission statement, walking boldly in the way of nonviolence and peace, doing justice, loving mercy, and walking humbly with God. And go in joy. If love is Lord of heaven and earth, how can we keep from singing? Thank you. And once again, congratulations to everyone here.
Thank you, Fred. As we begin the recognition of graduates, let me just explain how we will proceed. I'm going to call each of you by name, and I'm asking the rest of you to hold your applause until all the graduates have been named. When I call your name, please come forward. You can come up this side. Take a candle from the table, and Fred will have the main candle. You can walk over there, and he will light your candle, and then we invite you to come down and stand here in the front until all of you have been recognized. At that point, then, we will give the applause to the entire graduating class. Crystal Lee Britton, Bachelor of Science in Psychology. John R. Horst, Bachelor of Science in Mathematics and Computer Science. Stephen C. Niss, Bachelor of Arts in Digital Media and Music Performance. Elizabeth Noel Mast, Bachelor of Science in Business Administration. Boris A. Osuna, Bachelor of Arts in Peacebuilding and Development. Lubov D. Slaskeva, Bachelor of Arts in Biology. Rebecca Ann Stauffer, Bachelor of Science in Nursing. Mitchell Dean Stutzman, Bachelor of Arts in Liberal Arts and Special Education Licensure. Scotty Tioso, Bachelor of Arts in Chemistry. Maria Joy Zaire, Bachelor of Arts in Music, Pre-K to 12 Licensure and Elementary Education. Catherine Ann Zook, Bachelor of Arts in Liberal Arts. Please join me in congratulating the graduates. Now, receive this blessing. My friends, you are sent to be light bearers, bread givers, to bear in your eyes the light that has broken through the darkness and pain of your journey, so that others may find the way to their destiny. To carry in your hands the warm bread you have kneaded in love, so that others may be fed to fullness. Go now, my friends. Give away the candle. Give away the bread. And be candle and bread. Amen.